You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Tanzina Vega. Congress passed the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, also known as the CARES Act, in part to alleviate the strain on small businesses. But one industry that is not feeling the benefits of the bailout is the cannabis industry. Those businesses aren't eligible for any of that money. To understand how the industry's surviving and what existing problems have been exacerbated by the pandemic, we're joined by Allison Martin, co-founder and editor of Cannabis Wire and an adjunct professor at the Columbia School of Journalism. Allison, thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me.
Why are these cannabis companies not eligible for aid? And I guess what has the reaction been within the cannabis industry?
So there's one simple reason for this. It's that the cannabis industry remains federally illegal, and these are federal programs.
And, you know, there were some issues that already existed prior to the pandemic within the cannabis industry, banking being one of the biggest ones. How does COVID-19 exacerbate some of these pre-existing things?
Yeah, so there was a bit of a bubble that burst last year that included cutbacks and layoffs. There was a lot of excitement about the potential of the cannabis industry, but then the sort of like regulatory realities, I guess I would say, set in. You know, the cannabis industry has faced major financial hurdles because of the lack of access to banking, from basic banking services to bankruptcy protection. You know, there was a big push for the Safe Banking Act last year, which got the historic vote in the House. But, you know, whereas that had some traction, it seems to have lost momentum. And, you know, these businesses were already facing short runways and sort of uncertainty about overall cannabis regs.
So does that mean that if you, say, ran a dispensary or another business, you had to deal in cash?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that created a bunch of other hurdles, like, you know, potential, hotspots for burglary and those sorts of things. So The Safe Banking Act has definitely been, you know, foremost in the minds of the cannabis industry. And I would say that's probably the legislation outside of this COVID-related funding that the industry has its sights set on.
One thing that I found fascinating is that in some states, the cannabis industry is considered essential. It seems so weird to have something that is essential and yet not available for government aid. Why is it considered essential?
Yeah, so this is the one that's the most confounding, I think. So, like, there's sort of a philosophical thing at play here. Is cannabis a medicine or is cannabis a nightcap? You know, in the context of COVID, both pharmacies and liquor stores have been declared essential, and I think that's why the vast majority of states have also declared cannabis businesses essential. So, to be clear, the cannabis industry has been declared essential most places except Massachusetts, where Governor Charlie Baker closed all non-essential businesses, and while medical sales were considered essential, adult use or quote-unquote recreational sales weren't. So a group of cannabis businesses actually sued Baker over the decision to close the adult use shops, but a Suffolk Superior Court judge denied the request by the businesses to reopen during the pandemic. So it's a very interesting aspect of the patchwork of the cannabis industry. I mean, I've never seen another industry that was such a patchwork, and it's, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic is really highlighting that.
Are there any other industries that are being excluded from federal relief, or is this unique to cannabis?
You know, I haven't found another industry that's facing this kind of situation where not only are small businesses hurting and not having the access to this relief funding, but there's also this like state-by-state patchwork approach to like pandemic restrictions. You know, some states are allowing delivery, others aren't. There are differences in like sort of the social distancing rules. So, I mean, the short answer to your question is just that I haven't seen another industry with similar hurdles during the pandemic.
What about people who work in the industry? You know, we have heard and have been covering on the show stories of struggles of migrant farm workers. Do the workers who grow cannabis struggle with some of the same challenges right now?
Sure. So we haven't seen a ton of specifics on this, but the workers are facing the same sorts of things that they're facing in other industries. So yes, it is an agricultural commodity. So, you know, ag workers are dealing with social distancing rules. You know, dispensary or shop workers are also, dealing with, you know, complete shifts in their businesses and those sorts of things. It would be like if you think about like, you know, anything from, you know, other ag workers in other industries to, like I was saying before, like, you know, liquor store workers or, you know, pharmacy workers, those sorts of things. Anything that's top down for those industries are going to be things that for the most part, the industry will have to deal with as well.
When we think about disasters and the kinds of things people turn to for comfort, don't disasters historically help the sales of things like alcohol and cannabis? And I guess, is there any way to know how the industry is doing overall right now?
Sure, that's a really good question. It's one I've been talking about a lot because traditionally during economic downturns and other crises, of course, you know, vices like alcohol, tobacco, cannabis tend to do better, if that's how you think about things, with sales. So here's the thing with the cannabis industry. It, in general, I think it's going to trend upward. It will eventually rebound, and it's a nascent industry, and it will, you know, eventually get back on its feet. You know, there are these sort of looming questions right now, which is like, you know, tied to the election, for example. I think the cannabis industry in 2020 and 2021 will look different if Donald Trump is reelected or if Joe Biden is elected. I think the industry will look different if, you know, these pending FDA rules on CBD are particularly restrictive. So are these, there are these kind of like giant regulatory question marks that also play into this moment in time. But I think overall, I don't think the cannabis industry is going anywhere. It's just a matter of how fast it grows.
So it could change once we get to the election in the fall. And I guess I should say whatever voting looks like in the fall.
Absolutely. And I can't underscore that importance enough, because really, when we talk about the hurdles that the industry is facing today, probably the biggest one is that access to banking services and the access to just simple lines of credit and bankruptcy protection and those sorts of things. You know, if cannabis was descheduled or rescheduled, if, you know, they were able to have access to federal programs and those sorts of things, I mean, it would be a completely different ballgame. And I think that would be something that would be in play if Biden was elected. I'm not so sure if Trump was elected.
Allison Martin is the co-founder of Cannabis Wire and an adjunct professor at the Columbia School of Journalism. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Andrea Cabral is the CEO of Ascend Massachusetts, a recreational marijuana business with two dispensaries set to open soon in the Boston area. And she joins us now. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
So how has the shutdown of recreational sales impacted your business and your company's stability?
Well, as most people know, the industry got something of a slow start. The adult recreational industry got something of a slow start in Massachusetts. And so it was really just getting its feet under it. And the adult use for recreational, these are not vertically integrated companies. So the retail dispensaries were suddenly just faced with either not opening at all, or if they had just opened, they were faced with having to close down before they could actually generate any real revenue.
What do you hear from other people in the industry in your state? Are they worried that they're going to have to close permanently if, you know, the governor doesn't allow recreational sales to start again?
I think that's a real possibility for a number of companies, which is unfortunate because, you know, as you know, there's no access to federal banking.
Yeah.
And so the funding is all, you know, private equity funding or private funding of another type. And, you know, that money doesn't hang around forever. And so people are having to make some really hard choices. And customers, who are a large portion of whom are also medical patients, are having to make some very serious choices as well. They can either apply for medical cards, and we've seen a spike of over 5,000 additional people applying for medical cards in order to buy on the medical market just in the last month, or it will drive people to the illicit market, which is a huge concern.
You know, the governor of Massachusetts has said he was worried that people from out of state would come into the state to buy marijuana and potentially spread COVID-19. Do you think that would have been an issue? And did you see out of state buyers as a potential big market for you?
Well, there certainly are people who come from other states to buy in Massachusetts. I think that's true all across the country. If you have a state where it is not legal, people, you know, will travel to a state where it is legal. And I should say also, I understand, you know, the governor's concern. We're in the middle of a pandemic. These are unprecedented times. I think the issue for the industry was that we wanted to be able to show that, like in other states where adult use is legal, but adult use has been deemed essential, there are lots of steps that recreational dispensaries can take in order to provide safe service to customers during a pandemic. And we recently had a Superior Court judge in a case confirm that the governor does have the authority to ban outside customers from outside Massachusetts from making purchases inside Massachusetts. I think the industry would join him in that effort. And then we can provide safe service in Massachusetts to Massachusetts customers. And we're just asking for the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, your company was part of a group that filed suit against Governor Baker. Why did you choose to go through the court system?
Well, it really was just to get some clarity around issues such as the one about the governor's authority to ban out-of-staters from coming into Massachusetts to make cannabis purchases. And as I said, you know, his concern was about the lines that would create or any crowding that would create. And, you know, we got some clarity around some other issues in that language. And the judge essentially agreed with us and said there are measures that cannabis companies can take that can provide safe service as long as, you know, the judge didn't say this specifically, but we would put those measures in place. And I would say that as long as we're being careful with curbside service, reserve ahead only, everyone observing safe protocols, masking, hand washing, hand sanitizing, all of those things. Those are things that I think companies would readily put in place in order to stay in business. And, you know, it's not just about the tax revenue to the state, but this is an industry that is employing over 240,000 people nationwide and 20,000 people in Massachusetts. That's a big deal. And, you know, the tax revenue was built in even before this pandemic. And so to lose that on top of all of the other tax revenue is significant for the state.
You know, we know that you're not eligible for the federal aid packages. Has the state done anything or have you been able to find different avenues to make money during this pandemic?
Well, for Ascend specifically, our retail store in Boston is under construction and a ban was put on construction about a month ago. So we haven't been able to move forward on that. We do have Mass Grow, which is our cultivation in Athol, Massachusetts. And that has been operating as a result of an amended order from the Cannabis Control Commission. We're allowed to continue to cultivate as long as what we transfer out of the facility and wholesale is kept in the medical supply chain. That has its own challenges, but we're continuing to operate. The state has not put in any relief measures financially for cannabis companies. And you are absolutely correct that we are unable to avail ourselves of any federal relief.
Andrea Cabral is CEO of Ascend Massachusetts, a marijuana dispensary company. Thank you so much for talking with us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.